Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mighty, and He thinks of everything, and He's for us, and He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. It's not by our might, it's not by our power, it's by the Holy Spirit. I know that I minister this a lot, but this is the word that people need to know. In the world system, everything's down to you. Man is used to doing his own thing, making his own way, making his own path, any which way he considers good. That was a time in the book of Judges that people had no king, and they did what was right in their own eyes. And I believe this is included in there because without the direction of God, people do what's right in their own eyes. And this was one of the most interesting times of Israel, to see them, how they did things and governed themselves. And they did what was right in their own eyes. Whatever they thought was good, they did it. In the days of Micah and Judges. And nowadays, people think that whatever they believe, they will consider it the truth. They'll judge it the way they want to, according to how they want, and they don't think of the consequences. They have no clue of what's next. And they don't know how the laws of sowing and reaping works. Everything you sow, you must reap. And your life is your chance to judge God correctly. If you look at everything around you and make a judgment, it can be good or bad or both. But if those that won't believe on Jesus, when you look at what He did for us, everybody knows that kind of love is not found in this world, in the world system. It's introduced through Christ. Everybody that believes, they have the same kind of love. Jesus said, "My people hear my voice and they follow me. Stranger, they won't find." Now, that, I found this to be true. There are people that detected the love of God and they stuck with it. Nobody could separate them from it. And they lived like they loved God all the rest of their days. And watch this. And they didn't have all the answers. They didn't have they knew in part, and they acted on what they knew. But the main thing they knew is Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my Savior and He's my Lord. Those are two things they found out about, and those are two things that they operated in, and those are two things that they stuck with no matter what. So when you follow God, when you look at Him, when you look at His Word and hear His wisdom, hear Him out, you can know and understand these things. But when you look at things and judge according to the world, by worldly standards, you lose. Now, I always explain how the world will harden your heart against God. The world is anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-you, anti-church, anti-love. Everybody that loves God is hated by the world system. But those that love the world, they end up hating God. That's how it works. Those that allow themselves to do anything, to be sneaky, to steal, to lust, they're going to have a problem with God. It's just a matter of time. It's before it's exposed. And they're going to leave. John said they left us to show that they were not with us, or to prove that they were never with us. But Jesus people, they have a lot of love in them. They love people. They love God. They love what's right. They love each other. And they love everybody. Now, as you go forward in doing the things of God, yield to Him. It's worth it to obey Him and yield to Him. We look at this life and all the efforts we put forth, it's important to us. When a working man spends his money different than a man on welfare or an inherited, somebody that inherited a lot of money or won a lot of money. But a person that worked for it with by the sweat of their brow, they treat it differently. And sometimes more soberly. Now salvation, Jesus did the work of salvation. We didn't do the work of salvation. We received it. We inherited it. We believe for it. And the more evil a man was, the more thankful he is for it. But if you lived a mild life and then got saved and then saw the difference, your love for God can graduate from that point. And I lived what some people would call a mild life. And I did a lot of things that I'm not happy about, but I didn't do drugs and I didn't drink and I didn't steal from people. You know, I didn't go around stealing, you know, Mama taught me against that and I just, you know, she helped me with that. So I may have been what you call a mild person, but then I seen people who got on drugs and they did a lot of wicked things, and then they got saved and they were delivered from, and they were so thankful. Just like Jesus said, those that were forgiven much love much. But I determined I wanted to love God more and more. And I'm glad I didn't do all the crazy stuff. I did enough crazy stuff. I did enough poor choices in my life. And I don't want to do any more. I wish I didn't do what I did. And still had the knowledge of God. But I was forgiven of all the things that I did. And I'm thankful for it. And I was determined to love God more and more. And I kept going in His presence and looking at things and seeing things, learning and appreciating His word more and more. Your love can grow. Everything about you can grow. So you're not stuck at the point where, you know, compared to the person that did that was forgiven of more. You can still graduate in your love for God. You don't have to just, well, I didn't do enough sin to love. No, it doesn't work. That's not what he was saying. People that are forgiven much, they love much. But when you realize, when you're looking back, and if you lived a mild life and you love God now, that's good. Now look forward and just imagine for a moment. What if you were trapped by the world and you were really out there? You may not have even known God. So start loving God now and love Him more and more and obey Him. Learn to rely on Him. There are some things you have to work for and by the sweat of your brow, and there are some things you have to just receive. I said earlier, a person that worked for that money, they spend that money differently than a person that's been given money. They handle it there. I watched it. Even people on a good job that work for that money, if they don't put in, they spend that money different than a person they really work for. They're not as mature with their spending in most cases. Some people just have better money skills. But nevertheless, when you receive salvation and realize what it's worth, you're treated better. And that's the point. You didn't work for it, but Jesus did.
Now, if you want a visual of what it takes to work for it, you have to study the law. They had to sacrifice animals to cover their sins. And this only lasted while they were in their own land. When they went to other lands, they couldn't do it. They weren't as free to do these things. This is why you have to be able to know. If you studied the law of Moses and all the things they had to do to just cover their sins, I'm glad I don't have to live that way. I would not like that. You do all this activity, and then it just covers your sin. You're in trouble. You're still in trouble. You do all this activity, and now you're in trouble. But thanks be to God. Jesus forgave us. He did the work of our salvation. And then he washed our sins away and gave us a brand new spirit. And now we have the power to become the sons and daughters of God. We are priests and we are kings in him. As he is, so are we. We're part of his body. As we yield to him, we can do what he did. What he did on earth and what he did for us. The same love that he's given us, we can give other people. The same love that he gave us, we can give others. We can be a blessing. And we have the life of God in us that motivates us to do these things. Now, we couldn't earn salvation. Nobody ever earned it. We didn't deserve it, and we couldn't work for it, none. That's why it's a grace. It's given. And then he turned around and gave us mercy. He didn't give us the judgment we did deserve. So now, our work, our yoke is easy and our burden is light. Jesus did the hard part. We do the easy part. Now, when it comes to ministry, our ministry works just like his did. The Lord gives us knowledge. He gives us the direction. And the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. It's by the Holy Spirit now. He selects what office we're given, or whether we're given one at all. He selects the gifts that we're given. We have the design, we have the body to operate legally in this world. So what we do, we turn around, receive from God, and act on his word. Our work is not to originate our ministry, but to speak what he gives to us. And then we learn from it and we minister it to other people. We preach to others. We help other people learn the living words of God. God reveals it to us. It comes to us in revelation form, in seed form. And it grows in our heart and we utter it out of our mouth. That's easy. To be given the knowledge of God and to deliver it. And then we work miracles. We just lay hands on people and they get healed. Or we pray for people and they get healed. Or we find out about what happened to somebody and pray for them and they're on the other side of the world somewhere and they get healed. Or they get delivered. Because God loves us. He's on the other side acting on our authority. When you say something in this world, it's binding. It's true. When you lose something in this world, it's legal. And then God can do it again. We lose healing from heaven to a person, and heaven will back us up. We bind the works of darkness, and then heaven itself will back us up. So when we grow from glory to glory,
we have the we can share in the living works of God. And that's just the way it is. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. Now, when you go to work and earn money, you're going to sweat. But when you do God's work, there's nothing to make you sweat. So I know some people sweat when they preach. That's fine. But I'm saying is they didn't originate. If they follow God, they didn't originate what they're speaking. They didn't figure it out in the end and give it to you. They went before the Lord, the good ministers, the true men of God. Those that were obedient, they went before the Lord. The Lord gave them what to say, and they said it. And the way that they said it made them sweat. They're not sweating from the total work. Because the Holy Spirit originates what we do. We just follow Him. And then we put something in motion that can't be reversed. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.